Okay, what I'd like to do this week is to just begin with an idea that connects directly to Parshas Bamidbar, and then expand from that and discuss a little bit about the general ideas in the Maharal that he's preparing for Kabbalas HaTorah, something about the Aseres HaDibros, etc. So there's a very, very world-famous Rashi in the Parsha, which I've spoken about many times in previous years. If you open up the Chumash, you can see it's Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Very famous Rashi, which the Maharal develops in a very, very beautiful way. Not here, actually, but elsewhere. So it's on page 388. Pasuk says, Ve'ela toldos Aaron and Moshe. These are the children of Aaron and Moshe. Be'yom Dibra Hashem es Moshe Bahar Sinai. Ve'ela shmos b'nei Aaron. And it goes on to discuss only the sons of Aaron. It doesn't mention the sons of Moshe. So Rashi quotes, take a look on the bottom of the page, Ve'ela told us Aaron and Moshe, Ve'eno maske ela b'nei Aaron. It says, these are the children of Aaron and Moshe, and it only mentions the sons of Aaron. V'nikru told us Moshe, that the children of Aaron are called Toldos Moshe, they're called the children of Moshe, L'fisha limdan Torah, because Moshe taught them Torah. Malame, this teaches us, Shakol ha'malamed is ben chaveiro Torah, anyone who teaches his friend's son Torah. Ma'ale Allah kasav ki'ilu yolado. So if you teach someone Torah, the Torah considers it as if you have given birth to that child. Ki'ilu yolado, as if you've given birth. The next Rashi, Yom Dibra Hashem es Moshe Nasu Elu HaToldos Shelo Shelimdon Ma Shelamad Mi Pi Agvura. He taught them that which he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you look in the Gur Aryeh, the first source, he just mentions a couple of interesting ideas about this, but then we'll get into the main thing. Take a look, right? Biyom Dibra Hashem, Dim Lo Kin Ma'inin Dibra Hashem Lekan. V'afal Gav Shigam Achakach Nasu Told Us Lo. Shari Tamid Hayim Lamed Osam. What does it mean that right on this day they became to his children? What do you mean specifically on this day? He taught them for many, many days after that. So what's it coming to teach me? Kamash Malan, second line. Da'filu Lo Limdo Rak Dover Echa. Nasu Elif Told Us. Even if he had taught them just one thing, they already become his children. So the Maharal here is highlighting that even a person who learns one thing from somebody else, it's already like he's considered to be his father. But if you skip to the next piece, he really discusses a lot more of what I wanted to speak about here. And then in the Nisivos Olam, Nisiv HaTorah, in the second source, Kfar's Boyer, he says, She'ikra Torah, Kasher Mashpia Osalachir. The Maharal stresses many, many times that when a person studies Torah, this is not just for a Rebbe, this is for anybody. Anyone who studies Torah, one of the main points of Talmud Torah is not just learning Torah yourself, but sharing Torah with other people. He says that's a very, very crucial, important part of Torah. Ikar HaTorah. It's very interesting, gentlemen, that you know the mitzvah of the study of Torah is not, we don't phrase the mitzvah as the mitzvah to learn Torah. We don't call the mitzvah really Limud Torah. It's called Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, the mitzvah itself is called teaching. The way the Torah phrases the mitzvah, where does the Torah tell you the mitzvah to learn Torah? The Torah never tells you mitzvah to learn Torah. The Torah says, Vishinantam Levanecha Vidibartabam V'limadatem Osem Es B'neichem L'daberbam. Right, both times in Kriya Shema it says, right, Vishinantam Levanecha, teach your children Vidibartabam. You should speak to them. And then in the second paragraph, V'limadatem Osem Es B'neichem. When the Rambam formulates the mitzvah, he calls it the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's called the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud means to teach, to teach. The mitzvah is formulated in teaching. So take a look at the Maharal. Ukvar esbar she'ikar haTorah kasher mashpia osa lacher. V'zehu amitas haseichel shemashpia l'kol mekabel. He says that when you have something that makes sense logically, so you want to share it with others. V'nikra b'shvil zeh toras chesed. Kasher mashpia la'acher. And then your Torah is called Torah's chesed when you give it to others. Ki ha'chesed hu el ha'kol. V'lo yugdal ha'shpia l'zeh v'lo la'acher. Chesed, by its definition, for the Maharal, is something that's overflowing with giving. You want to over... Torah's chesed means when a person studies Torah, he wants to give it to other people. He He wants to share what he learned. He wants to sit at his Shabbos table and talk to his family about what he learned during the week. And therefore he says like this. Look at the next piece. Umeperek chelek. Amar Reish Lakish. Kol ha-melamed es ben chaveh retor. The same Amar Chazal we just saw in our parasha. Kol ha, right, our parasha has the Rashi. Kol ha-melamed es ben chaveh retor ki liyulado. So he says like this. Kol ha-melamed es ben chaveh retor. Very similar Amar Chazal in Sanhedrin. Kol ha-melamed es ben chaveh retor. Ma'ale alav ha-kosef ki ilu asa'o. Right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, someone who teaches his friend's son Torah, the Torah considers it as if he has made that person. Avram and Sarah made souls. It's as if you made the Divrei Torah. It's like you multiplied Torah. Rav Rosenzweig spoke about that a little bit last night. It's as if you made yourself. When you teach someone else Torah, it's as if you've made yourself. Al tikre osam ela atem. Ad kan. Udvarim elu muflagim b'chachma, says the Maharal. These words have a very deep and profound wisdom to them. Shekasher melame Torah la'acher. When a person teaches Torah to someone else, oso adam mikabel hashlama al yado. That other person that you teach to, that other person becomes complete based on what you did. You have completed, you have fashioned another person by teaching him Torah. Ki ha'adam hashlamaso batorah. Because the Maharal feels that a human being becomes complete with the study and practice of Torah. Prior to a person's study of Torah, imbibing Torah, learning Torah, practicing Torah, he's not considered to be a full creation. Rak ki'ilu ein bo mamish. It's as if he does not exist. Vehu asa'o. And the person who teaches him Torah has in fact fashioned him. So the Maharal takes this idea, Melamed es ben chaveh Torah ki'ilu yolada, that we have in our parsha, that one who teaches his friend's son Torah, it's as if he has given birth to him, or the version that you have in Sanhedrin, that Melamed es ben chaveh Torah ki'ilu asa'o. It's mamish, he takes it literally, that he has filled his soul up, he has given him life, he has given him a reason to exist. Umasha Amar Rabbi Lazar Kilo Asan Divrei Torah Perish Kidivrei Torah Shein Mitzray Meitzel Ben Chavero Vata Nimtze Etzlo Divrei Torah Hare Kilo Asan Divrei Torah Shuetzel Ben Chavero Ki Elu Divrei Torah He Mashlimin Es Adam Venostim Mitzias El Adam. Divrei Torah are what make a person complete, and they give him his existence. Lachin Nechshav Gam Kain Kilo Asan Divrei Torah Mitam Ze Atzmo. In other words, if you have created Torah by somebody else, you've created Torah in a place where they didn't exist. It's literally like you've multiplied the Torah itself. You've multiplied it. You've given the Torah an existence that it didn't have previously. By enlightening somebody else with the ideas of Torah, with the mitzvot of Torah, by telling somebody else words of Torah, you've not only created the other person, but you've created Torah in the world in a place that it didn't exist previously. The Rava Shamakilo Asola Atzmo Vizeshi Kabbalah Shloma Yosar Aideshi Mashpil Acherim. And this is very, very important also. When a person teaches Torah to others, he himself grows. The person himself grows. When you help spread it to other people, that allows you yourself to grow in it. Umotzi Tarasa Wala Poal, right? That means that you've brought latent abilities in Torah that were existing in you, and you've spread them to other people. You've created something new. You've created Yesh Me'ayin. It's as if you've made yourself. It's not when you teach someone else Torah, it's not the same thing when you're learning yourself. Ki oz mekabel hashlama mirabe o mehashem yisparach shemotzi sichel apo vein lomar b'zeh shenechshav kilu asol atmo. That's not called you made yourself. Raku mekabel mizulaso. Aval kasher mashpia chachma la'achar o motzi sa'achar la'apo v'zeh nechshav adam sichli befalling legamri v'zeh shamik kilu asol atmo. So the Gemara Sanhedrin has three opinions. If you teach someone else Torah, it's as if you made them, it's as if you made the Torah, it's as if you made yourself. And all three of them, the Maharal highlights here. But the main theme, of course, here is for the Maharal. Someone who lacks the study of Torah, lacks the practice of Torah, is lacking in his very essence. He's lacking his very essence. And in the Maharal's worldview, the human being is created for Torah, he's created for that growth. So when you give that to someone, you've given him a life force. You've given him a reason to exist. It's ke'ilu yulada. It's ke'ilu yulada. Oh, and we're going to come back to this theme. Right? This theme is very clear throughout Chazal in so many places. Rav Rosenzweig mentioned last night, Vayervavoka yom hashishi, that the whole world was waiting for Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. Ma'amar hasin na'asav v'nishma. And then Ma'amari Chazal say that if the Jewish people had not accepted the Torah, God would have returned the whole world back to the way it was, Sheshis Yimei Breishis, Tov Vavo, right? Imlo Brisi Yomam V'Layla Chukos Shemayim V'Aretz Lo Sabti. If not for my covenant day and night, so I would never have created the world. The Torah preceded the world by many generations. God looked at the world, created the world. The Torah is the reason for the existence of the world, for the Maharal, and the Torah is the existence for the reason of man, for the existence of the Klal Yisrael, right? As, right, Bereishis Bara Elokim Bishvil HaTorah Shenikras Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikras Reishis, the very first Rashis. The idea that the whole world was created for Torah, and all of mankind, and mankind was given brains, was given intellect for the purpose of studying Torah, of practicing Torah, of living Torah. This is what we're thinking about. Erev Shabbos, Erev Shavuos. We'll come back to that in a few moments. And here, now we're going to switch over a little bit to the Maharal's introduction to Tiferes Yisrael, which is the book that he wrote about Shavuos. And I recently had the opportunity to speak about this, but I don't think I ever really spoke about it in the shir too much. If I did, I apologize. It's going to be a brief review of part of it, but I don't think I spoke about it in the shir. Two ideas. So, Uberperek Eil in the Dar, what the Maharal here is talking about Tiferes Yisrael is that a person who wants to teach Torah to others, he's scared about two things. Number one, he's scared about the fact that he may get it wrong. He may get it wrong. And the second thing he's scared about is that the person might not listen. You know, what am I going to spend this effort and energy teaching kids sitting in front of a classroom or at work or wherever you might be or you're sitting with your family on Friday night, you want to say words of Torah, you know, maybe they're not going to listen to me. Maybe they're not going to get it. The famous Gemara Maseches Nedar. Everybody was asking, why did God destroy the second Beis Hamikdash? It's because the Jewish people left my Torah. Asks the Gemara, Hainu v'loshamu b'kol hainu l'helchubah amarav. Maharal says that the Gemara Maseches Nedarim says, why did God destroy the second Beis Hamikdash? Because the Jewish people didn't say Berachas HaTorah. Because they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. This is of course very very strange Gemara. Sheyeh Churban Haaretz B'Shul Shelo Berachu B'Torah Tchila V'Lo B'Shvil Avodas Kochavim Gilei Arayis Shvichas Dar Mishayim B'Bayis Rishon. I'm sorry, this is about Bayis Rishon. This is about Bayis Rishon, right? We all know that the Gemara says elsewhere that it was because they didn't, they violated Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayis Shvichas Damim. Ulefikach Hamayim B'Varchan Al Torah Tchil Lomar Baruch No Sein Torah L'Yisrael. So the Maharal explains what this means. We skipped a little bit. V'Haya Ava El Hashem Yisparach B'Mah Shenas An Torah L'Yisrael. He says, what does it mean that they didn't make Berachas HaTorah and that's why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? It means, because what do we say in the Berachas HaTorah? What do we say? We say, Baruch HaTorah Hashem L'Kinim El-Cholam, blessed are you, Master of the Universe, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, that you've selected us from all the nations, V'nasan lanu es Torah. So, Baruch Atah Hashem nosein haTorah. Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed are you who gave Torah to the Jewish people. V'haya aval Hashem yisparach b'mashinasan Torah Yisrael. The whole idea of Birchas HaTorah, says the Maharal, is that the Jewish people display and express and proclaim their affection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their thanks and appreciation to Hashem for giving them the Torah. That's what Shavuos is all about. It's about, thank you God for giving us the Torah. It's Shavuos is one long Birchas HaTorah. That's what Birchas HaTorah is. Shehu yisparach muvarach al zeh. That we're blessing God. Thank you for giving us our life's mission. Thank you for giving us our life's meaning. Ve'oev Hashem yisparach b'shivel atov shenasan lo atorah. And he loves Hashem because of this great, beautiful good that he did, that he gave us the Torah. Vaz haya zeh siba gam kein sheti atorah miskames b'Yisrael. In other words, a person who studies Torah with an appreciation of Hashem who gave the Torah, with a love and appreciation for the nosein haTorah. If you study Torah with God, if you study Torah with an appreciation of God, then the Torah would always stay with the Jewish people and there would be no reason for Churban HaBayis. Shehaya Hashem Yisparach nosein belibam lishmar velasos alakayim. Even if they would violate a mitzvah sometimes, In other words, if you would cleave to God in love and appreciation before you did the Torah, so God would in turn cleave to you when you studied the Torah, and the Torah would stick with you always, and it would stick with your children, stick with your family.
But since the Jewish people did not, what doesn't mean they didn't actually make Birchas HaTorah. It means they didn't understand the value of the Birchas HaTorah, and they didn't study Torah with the purpose of attaching themselves to the Nosein HaTorah, with that Torah.
So they came to violate the Torah. So why was the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? That they didn't study Torah with an appreciation of the Nosein HaTorah. They didn't study Torah with the purpose of attaching themselves to the Nosein HaTorah. They studied it, but it didn't change them. It didn't affect them. It didn't affect their spiritual DNA. V'ilo ha'yudveik and bo yisparach b'mashinasan Torah. Had they been attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nosein HaTorah, oz haya Hashem yisparach imam b'mashinasan HaTorah lohem. Then God would have stuck with them in this that he gave the Torah to them. V'kumo sh'ayahu yisparach ha'sibu l'mitzias HaTorah b'hem, haya gam kin sibu l'kim HaTorah b'hem, v'lo avda ha'aretz. Aval atish lohayu mevarchim b'Torah t'chil, lohayu dveikim bo yisparach b'mashinasan HaTorah Yisrael.
In a nutshell, what he's saying here is that if you don't study Torah with the purpose of attaching yourself to God through the study of Torah, then the Torah is going to be lost from you and from your family. But if you study Torah and practice Torah with the purpose of connecting yourself to the Nosein HaTorah, then God will stick with you. If you're attached to Him, He'll attach Himself to you, and He'll make sure even if you mess up here and there, but the overall relationship will remain, the overall Torah will remain. And that's what it means that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Because saying the Birchas HaTorah is showing that appreciation and connection to the Nosein HaTorah through the study. Va'al yikshalach, don't ask me the kashi, he says, why didn't they say Birchas HaTorah? It doesn't mean they didn't make the bracha. They did make the bracha. That wasn't the issue. What is a bracha? What's the point of making Birchas HaTorah? The point is to connect yourself to the Nosein HaTorah. Every morning we're supposed to say Birchas HaTorah. Before we learn, to connect yourself to the Nosein HaTorah, show your appreciation for Torah, and that makes your study of Torah and your practice of Torah throughout the day a completely different practice. Aval HaKavana, Hiyav HaGmur, Adikas HaShem Yisparach, They didn't have this complete love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Mashanasan HaTorah Yisrael, this that he gave the Torah to the Jewish people. If you intend in your study of Torah to Hashem Yisbarach, who is the Nosan of Torah, Gam Ken Hashem Yisbarach Matzalosam Minashkiya V'Yari Neinu B'Torahso. And that's the secret of God saving you from making mistakes and saving you from having people not listen to you. So this is such an important lesson. I think this should energize our thoughts and feelings when we say Birchas HaTorah every morning. That Birchas HaTorah is there, according to the Maharal, to connect us to the Nosein HaTorah prior to the study of Torah, prior to the practicing of Torah throughout the day, which is all part of Talmud Torah. That's what Rosenzweig spoke about last night, about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, about how everything that he did was part of his Limud HaTorah, was part of his whole life was one long Limud HaTorah. He quoted the Rush, who says that's why you only make one Birchas HaTorah for the day, right? You don't, every time you sit down to study Torah, you don't make a new bracha. You go in the sukkah, every time you go in the sukkah, it's a new Leishet Basukkah. But if you sit down to learn at 10 in the morning, and you learn again at 2 in the afternoon, and learn at 8 o'clock at night, you don't make a new Birchas HaTorah before you do, because your whole day is supposed to be one long Torah study experience. Everything you do, even when you're at work, or when you're making brachos, you're really performing Torah, you're saying nice things to people, you're helping people out. It's supposed to be all day long, it's supposed to be one long experience of study of Torah. And he says, and further develops this idea a little bit more.
He's still talking about why the Bayis Rishon?
Until that point that I just read. But he's extrapolating from that the whole idea of you know what a person is supposed to. Yeah, he says the fact they didn't do Birkas HaTorah is what led to the Gilui Araya Avodas Nedarim Shvichas Damim, because they didn't have that appreciation. So v'chasher ra David lefanav shnei dvarim eila shezacharnu ha'echad shehaya yari pen yikasha b'divrei Torah. David HaMelech was scared that he would get it wrong. And David HaMelech was afraid that the people who he was teaching wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen. Neged zeh sider devar b'mizmor. Opposite this, so David HaMelech organized his words in the Tehillim paragraph Yud Tes. Hashemayim misapren kvod kel. So it would really be helpful for this to have like a sitter open of this. Tarek of Tehillim, but it's the famous one. You all know it, right? It's the first one we say on Shabbos morning, right? Right, the first one. Lamnatzech mizmor leDavid. Hashemayim misapren kvod kel l'masa yadav magid erekia. Yom l'yom, right? We've discussed this. Lamnatzech mizmor leDavid. Pasuk 2. Hashemayim misapren kvod kel l'masa yadav magid erekia. Yom l'yom yabi yom avalai l'chavda. Ein omer vei devar melin shmakalam. B'chol haaretz tzakvam v'seitel l'ashem z'omohem. Right? That's the one. So right over there, so the eighth pasuk over there says, the eighth pasuk, because Torah is the eighth. We've talked about this in the shir before. Maharal talks about why Torah is discussed in the eighth pasuk. This we have discussed in the shir before, but not in this depth. He says like this, Hiktim t'chilo l'saper malas ha-Torah. The Sha'amar, Torah Hashem t'mima, Meshivas Nafesh. Starting from Pasuk 8, so it discusses Torah in six different ways. Torah Hashem to me, and it's all called a different thing of Hashem, right? Torah Hashem, Pikudei Hashem, Eidos Hashem. Sorry, I'll just get it right over here. Thank you. Mishpatei Hashem, thank you. Six psukim in a row that talk about these psukim. Really, this is really very, very special. Listen to what he says. Starting from Pasuk Ches, the eighth Pasuk starts talking about Torah. He says, Lam Natzech, right?
What do you have? You have like this. Torah Hashem, Eidos Hashem, Nemana, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim, Sam Chilev, Mitzvah Hashem, Bar Mir Yisraim, Yiras Hashem, Torah, Mishpatei Hashem, Emes, Tzadku Yachtav. So six psukim referring to Torah in different ways. This of Hashem. Torah is the Eidos of Hashem, the Mitzvahs of Hashem, Pikudei Hashem, etc. So what does David HaMelech mean over here? Let's go to page 3. Lufi malas adav tzarach taplon she inizah shali kashabo v'zacha shisha dvarim u'v'cholach et zacha Hashem lomar ki ha-Torah mitzurefes al Hashem yisparach shenikris Torah Hashem eidah Hashem v'chei kulam lomar ki ayidei ha-Torah koneh ha-adam dveikus bo yisparach. Through the study of Torah and through the practice of Torah, a person acquires an attachment to God himself. Because David HaMelech is trying to teach us that this attachment that you get to God through the study of Torah is a complete dveikus. It's not one-sided. Says the Maharal, through the study and practice of Torah, a person attaches himself to God on all six sides of his existence. Everything physical has six sides, right? Front, back, right, left, up, and down. That's why he mentioned the six God's name six times. Because a person through the study of Torah attaches himself on every side. Look what he says. This is, I'll jump later on for 1 second. Ki haTorah hi achibur ben Hashem Yisparach sheyishpi haTorah uvein haAdam. Torah is that which attaches man to God. Hu amekabel as haTorah. V'davar zeh mora achibur agomer sheyish el Adam Hashem Yisparach haYidei haTorah. Right? Why do we study Torah? We study Torah because Torah attaches ourselves to God. And the first thing David HaMelech says, v'hiskel omar, Torah Hashem Tamim Mishivas Nafesh. It gives you back your soul. Kikasha Torah Tamima Ideze Adam Gam Kin Tamim. Like we saw before, when you teach your friend's son Torah, it's as if you've given birth to him. You've created him. Torah Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nafesh. It gives you your soul. The Khasheru Tamim Adam Hu Im Hashem Yisparach Legamri, at least if Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. Who pierces Ab Mesech the Dharm. Kol ha-masmim atzmo hu im Hashem Yisparach. L'kach omar mishivas nefesh, kolomar, shi mishivas nefesh l'hachayoso. Ki atomim hu im Hashem Yisparach, k'mo shamaru, k'siv atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem. If you attach yourself to God, chayim kol chamayom. Ki mitzad advekus bo Yisparach atem chayim. U'l'kach k'siv toras Hashem temima mishivas nefesh. If you imbibe the words of Torah, that perfects you, that attaches you to God, which in fact perfects you, makes you complete, makes you whole. Ki heim chayenu v'orach yameinu, we say every night, this is what gives us life. Torah completes man. Torah perfects man. And thereby Torah gets man closer to God. Closer to God. V'atem advekim, and that gives a person life. Torah Hashem timima, the Torah of God is complete, mishivas nafesh, and gives a person life. And this all happened at Mamad Har Sinai. It's interesting, the Chazal say, Mamad Har Sinai says in Rashi, Rashi quotes the Medrash, that anyone who was blind could see at Mamad Har Sinai, anyone who was deaf could hear, because the Torah, literally, the Nesinas HaTorah made a person complete. It made a person physically complete. Like we saw the Shir just last week, we talked about how Chosh Berosho Yasak B'Torah, right? Because the Torah is the pre-existence of the world. The world was created for Torah. So if a person has a physical ailment or physical problem, the physical problem in the world, so if he brings more Torah to the world, that's why we said last week, Schar Mitzvah B'Haya Amaleka, that the reward for mitzvahs doesn't exist in this world, but for the study of Torah, the reward exists even in this world, because the Torah is the whole blueprint of the world, the whole foundation of the world, the whole reason for creation. Wow. And then he says other things. Right, look on top of the Aron Kodesh. Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. The commandments of God are supposed to bring a person to Simcha. The reason why those words are on top of our Aron Kodesh here in the Beis Medrash, right up there, Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev,
is because I view one of the most primary goals of our yeshiva is to try to show kids the simcha in being a Jew. The joy in being a Jew, the joy in being in studying Torah, the joy in... And then that's what David HaMelech says. Why does Torah bring a person simcha? Because when a person is complete, when a person is whole, when a person has achieved his potential, when a person has carried out his vision, he's carrying out the vision for which Jews were put on this earth. That's why God in Lo Brisi Yom Avalayla Chukas Shemayim Varis Lo Samti, that brings a person the greatest simcha. Right? Why is a chassan besimcha? A chassan's besimcha because he's been completed. Because a man without his wife is not whole, he's not complete. When a person finally gets his completion, that brings a person simcha. That's why a chassan's besimcha. On the day of his chassan, he's besimcha. Because he's completing himself. So when a Jew studies Torah, he's besimcha because he's finally completing himself. Ah!
A person realizes being completed.
When a person loses a parent, Rachmana Litzlan, he's bavelos. He's not allowed to study Torah because he has to show that he's lacking. There's something missing from him.
Right? Someone who has shlemus, right? Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning. That brings him lidei simcha. Simcha comes from being perfect, being whole, being complete. Then he says also, Mitzvah Hashem Bara Mira Seinayim, wrote Salome Ki HaTorah Lamedes Lodem Es HaMais HaSher Yasa. Torah not only gives a person life, not only gives him simcha, but also gives him a role to play, a job to do, HaMais HaSher Yasa. V'lo Nechshav Sheholech B'choshech, Ufnizeh Amar Machkim Aspesi, Al HaChochma Mechakem Asosa, V'kan HaMitzvah Bara Mira Seinayim Shalich Masim B'choshech. I was thinking. Right, the Torah teaches a person not only his simcha, but how to act. It gives a person a goal. There's people who are walking on this earth and they don't have Torah. There are kids, you could have one kid who goes through 4 years of high school. He doesn't buy in. Sometimes he buys in afterwards in Eretz Yisrael, or he buys in a few years later. I was sitting in shul. I run a college minyan on Shabbos now. Sitting in shul last week next to a young man who mamish davened like, he was davening like a slonim or chassid. I'll tell you, through 9th through 12th grades, from the first second he walked in through the last second, I don't think maybe he said five words of davening the whole 4 years. I don't think so. Sometimes they pick it up afterwards. Baruch Hashem, maybe there was some seed. I know there was some seed that was planted at the time. It wasn't ready to sprout, but it sprouted later. He was a very good boy, very fine boy, never caused any trouble, no issues, but never bought in. Sometimes buy in later. But then sometimes you see a boy in high school where he buys in, he picks up. He picks it up. And yeah, Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Weinberg yesterday was in yeshiva. He told an incredible story. Hopefully I'll have time, but just this idea that people sometimes they're walking in the darkness, not realizing how much their life could be on fire, how much their life could have meaning, how much their life could be growing, attaching themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I wanted to say one other thing here, last point over here, because it's interesting, this year we have the schus of going into Shavuos from a Shabbos. We have the schus of going, and of course we're going to be accepting the Aseres HaDibros. And the Maharal has a beautiful discussion over here about why on Friday night we say Boi Kala, Boi Kala. And we accept the Shabbos. Shabbos is called the Kala. And it's interesting this year that we have the schus to have Shabbos right before Shavuos. Look what he says over here. Umash Amra Akosa Vayichal Elokim Bayom Hashvi'i Malachtos Umashma Shehaya Malacha Bayom Hashvi'i. Right? What do we say? Vayichal Elokim Bayom Hashvi'i Malachto. God finished the work on the seventh day. Not true. He finished the work on the sixth day. He rested on the seventh day. So what does it mean that God finished the work on the seventh day? The Bereshis Rabbi Shaul, Rabbi the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi, Efshe Shamatim Yavicham Alva Yechalakim Yom Hashvi'i Malachto Atma. Geneva V'Rabbanan. Geneva Amar Mashal Lamelech Shasal Chupa V'Tzayra V'Kaira Mahaisa Chupa Chasa Kala Shetikaras the Chupa Kach Maya Ha'olam Chasa Shabbos. Shabbos is the Kala of the world. For Rabbanan Amrei Mashal Lamelech Shasal Tabas Mahaya Tabas Chasa Chosam. It's the signature on the ring. Mahayolam Chasa Shabbos. Das Geneva V'Rabbanan Yesh Chalahavin Mode. Says the Maharal, what does this mean? That for the first 6 days God built the Chupa. All the world was missing was the Kala. Shabbos comes in, so the Kala completes the Chuppah. So God actually did create something on Shabbos. What did he create? Let's see. Look what he says. Kilodas Shneyam HaShabbos Atzmahu Gemar Malacha. The creation of Shabbos was a creation of something. That's the creation of the end of the world. That's the last creation of the world. V'alzen emar v'yechal elokem ha'yom ha'shvi melachto asher asa v'zeh. Shabbos is that which completes the world. The rabbis called Shabbos the bride. Right, the Gemara says in Bava Kama Lamed Beis that people when they would the Amorayim when they would greet the Shabbos they would say, "Boi Kala, come my bride." Uma'in in Kala the Shabbos. Why is Shabbos called the Kala, says the Maharal? Why is Shabbos called the bride? Aval ha'olam hazeh ayidei Shabbos yesh lo'olam chibur bo yusparach. Wow. This world, how does this world become attached to God? 6 days a week I'm working. How does the world become attached to God? Shabbos is the Kala of the world because Shabbos is what brings a person closer to God. Ayidei Shabbos yesh lo'olam chibur bo yusparach. Kishar yomim einam mikudashim kamar Shabbos. Hu mipnei shehu's man kadosh yesh la'olam chibur al yado bo yisparach. Shabbos is the vehicle that connects the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how appropriate this year that we're celebrating Shabbos mamish Erev Shavuos. Shavuos celebrates the giving of the Torah which attaches us to God. And Erev Shavuos, we have a Shabbos that mamish gives us a special opportunity to prepare because Shabbos is the kala of the world. Which means Shabbos, the Kala attaches itself to the Chassan. The Kala is a Kala who comes and attaches herself to the Chassan. So in that way, the Kala, Shabbos is called the Kala because it's a holy thing who attaches. Lekach ulekach nikra haShabbos Kala. That's why Shabbos is called the Kala. Shehi omedes lehischaber bebala. The Kala presents herself. She walks around the Chassan and she presents herself. She's presenting herself to become attached to her chasen. V'zeu hashlamas ha'olam bevadai. And this is symbolically the completion of the world. The world becomes attached to God through Shabbos. Ulakach midama darvazel lamelech she'asa chupa. It's like the king. God is the master of the world. He made the chupa. V'tzira, the whole world is God's chupa. V'tzira, v'kira. I don't know what the word v'kira means. He dug it. Kira means he dug it out and he fashioned it and made it. The only thing the world was missing was the kala l'schaber bebala. Kach ma'ayol olam chaser Shabbos. Shabbos hu achibur bo yusparach. V'zeu v'yichal ulkim bayom hashvi melachto asher asa. Ki melachto shu ha'olam kala. No, I'm sorry. Ki melachto shu ha'olam. It's a little play on words there. Malachta shehu olam, God's work, which is this world, kala biyom haShabbos. It ended on the day of Shabbos. Shekona hachibur hakadosh v'adavo ke'elyon. V'zehu gemar melechas olam. V'rabbanan gam kein heim omrim. And the rabban also said, ki haShabbos mashlem olam. V'yich shaykh loma v'yichal miyom hashim malachto. U'medam haShabbos kama chosam. It's like the signature el atabas. Shekvar nigmar atabas av ladayin chaser chosam. Shachosim she'enu minyan ha'tabas, sh'harei efshashiyah ha'tabas below chosim, v'yikomakam ha'chosim u'shach le'tabas, v'asheroi she'il kol tabas chosim imo. It's like the signature on the ring. Wow. Look at the last line. V'achil k'sheyesh ben g'neva l'rabbanon hu'zeh.
Kiladas Geneva, Roy, Geneva, by the way, is the name of the Amora, name of a person. Very funny name. Ganav, okay, I don't know why they called him Geneva. Kiladas Geneva, Roy, Sheyi HaShabbos, Doma Lakala, Ki HaKala Yish LaChibur LaBala. V'chein HaShabbos Yish LaChibur LaShem Yisparach. Kiladas Rabban Yish LaDamas HaShabbos LaChosam, Shoh HaShlomas LaDorabas, Chein HaShabbos HaShlomas LaOlam. So, Rabosai, this Shavuos, Shavuos is one of the most special days of the year. You know, for me, the most special days of the year, I talk all the time, right? Simchas Torah, Purim, Shavuos, these are the days, these are the very, very special gifts, special days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Shavuos is the day that we thank Hashem to who is Nosei HaTorah. It's like one long Birchas HaTorah. The whole point of Birchas HaTorah is to appreciate the Nosei HaTorah. And when a person studies Torah, it should be with the goal of achieving a relationship with Hashem. Abbas Hashem. The study of Torah is all about being Mashpia. It's about having a person come to his whole fruition, the whole point of his existence in the world, having a mission. And this year specifically, I thought it was so beautiful. We have a Shabbos. Because every Shabbos is a kala, every Shabbos is a vehicle to attach ourselves, right? We say, right, that Sunday, right, the Gemara says that Shabbos is the kala of the Jewish people, Shabbos is the kala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, or Shabbos is, according to the Maharal, the vehicle through which the Jewish people becomes married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the kala. And we also know that Mamad Har Sinai was like a wedding. Mamad Har Sinai was a chuppah. We learn all the laws of a wedding from Mamad Har Sinai. The Torah was the ring, and right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over our heads. That was the chuppah. That was like the chuppah. And we became married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. That's the way we became married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a relationship with Hashem. So that's why Shabbos is called Shabbos Kala. How special this year that we can go into Shavuos of Shabbos. So there's Hashem. We should take advantage of this Shabbos. We should contemplate the fact that that every single year we've had this schus to study Torah together. And this year you have this schus to have your own shiurim and study Torah other times. This is the great gift that God gave the Jewish people, the great mission, the thing that completes. It gives a person shleimus, gives a person completion. So hopefully we should all be zocha. I don't know if your custom is to stay up all night. I know as people get older, so it's not as easy. People make the cheshbon that, you know, I could learn a lot more Torah if I don't stay up all night. I'd stay up all night, you know, you're 5 in the morning, you're already done. So, well, the whole thing was 3-4 hours. But Shabbat, Yom Tov, you can study, you can learn from 2 to 7, 2 straight days. You can learn, you know, learn a lot more. But there's still something very special about staying up all night. I always felt very strongly about it, that there's something special to study Torah. And we should try to communicate to the kids that it's not just about the ribs and the sushi and the ice cream and all that's nice to give it a little bit of sweetness. You know, every hour take a little sweetness to help you keep you going. But hopefully we should be zocha to be the Kabbal, the Torah together, and hopefully by us strengthening ourselves and our communities and our families with the study of Torah, we'll be zocha to that day, hopefully, as he quoted before, Samchem Bevinyan Shalem. The real shleimus of the Jewish people will be achieved when we finally have that Beis Hamikdash again. May that day come. B'mehirah b'yameinu, amen. Please watch your emails this week. I am not sure whether there's going to be shiur this week.